Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.
Prisoner Bonhoeffer, when spoken to by an officer of the right, you will stand. By order of Reichsfuhrer Himmler, in 15 minutes you will report to be executed for high treason against the Fatherland. Heil Hitler.
You might ask, how did it come to this? How did we get to this place where I have been declared to be an enemy of the state? The Niebuhr brothers in New York in 1939, they tried desperately to talk me out of returning. They saw the storm clouds. They looked out into the future and they said, "Dietrich, they'll kill you. Hitler has already made you an enemy of the state. He's already taken you off the radio. He's already taken the seminary that you had created, Finkenwald, and said it can no longer exist. Every pastor who's been trained by you has been placed into forces in the German army that, based upon the plans that they have for those units, they're going to be the first to face enemy bullets. They see you as a threat." My answer were, "We must be ready to have our plans interrupted by God." And they continued to argue. They continued to argue with me. And I said something alike along the lines of, "Action springs not from thought. Rather, action comes from a readiness driven by responsibility." They would come back to me, "Why? Why would you go back?" And I thought back in those days, 6 years ago, where I remembered a sermon that I had preached in London. And I said something like, "Death is only dreadful for those who live in dread and fear of it. Death is not wild and terrible. If only we can be still and hold fast to God's word. Death is not bitter if we have not become bitter ourselves. Death is grace, the greatest gift of grace that God gives to people who believe in Him. Death is mild. Death is sweet and gentle. It beckons to us with heavenly power. If only we realize that it is the gateway to our true homeland, the tabernacle of joy, the everlasting kingdom of peace." But they were not persuaded. They kept saying, "Why? Why would you go back?" And my final answer, my last answer to them, was that I knew Germany was going to lose the war. I knew Germany was going to lose the war. I didn't know when. I didn't know how long it was going to take. But I knew that at some point in time, Germany would lie in ruins. And that if I had spent the entire war safe in New York, teaching at Union Seminary, safe from Allied bombs, safe from the Nazis, safe from the Gestapo, that I would have no voice I would have no voice in the renewed and reconstructed Germany. But I also was driven by words that I had written just a couple of years before in a book that in German is called Discipleship. The Niebuhr brothers thought perhaps people would like it better if it was translated in English. It might be called The Cost of Discipleship, but that hasn't happened yet. But there, I would remind them, I would remind myself, that when Christ calls someone, he calls them to die. He calls them to die to the world of their values. And rather, he says, I want you to take up your cross and journey with me. That's a wonderful passage out of Mark. It exists also in Matthew and Luke. It reminds us that being a follower of Christ sometimes includes moments where we have to sacrifice our will to God's will. And I think that, as much as anything else, is why I went back. I would write in that book, Discipleship, that is God, it is where who God finds us. And the place of God finding us is at the base of the cross. And how it is that we would want to define being Christians along our values, our understanding. And that isn't what Jesus calls us to. Jesus instead calls us to God's values, Jesus' values. And how hard that is. It's not according to our nature at all. It's entirely contrary to our nature. But this is the message of the Bible in the New and the Old Testament. The cross. The cross calls us to understand that grace is not cheap. I would write, cheap grace is the grace we bestow upon ourselves. Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance. I would write baptism without church discipline. I would write communion without confession. Cheap grace is grace without becoming disciples. Grace without the cross. Grace without Jesus Christ living incarnate. I would write in that same book going back to Matthew, where Jesus would point to the pearls, the precious pearls that people would want to have buried in the field. And they go looking in that field for the expensive element. And I would write, costly grace is the treasure hidden in the field. For the sake of a person who will go and sell all that they have, it is the pearl of great price to buy, which the merchant
will sell. 5 minutes, you will report for the execution.
So little time. So little time to explain to you why I, as a theologian, why I, as a pastor in the confessing movement, the Lutheran Church of Germany, why would I take part in this plot to kill Hitler? Because I believe that silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Because I believe that to be silent is to speak. I believe not to act is an action in and of itself. Sometimes we are called to understand that our task is more than to simply bandage those that have been injured by injustice. No. Sometimes our task, maybe with ourselves, our task is to place a stick into the wheels of injustice. That's the task that we have. My brother, two of my brothers-in-law, they're here with me in the prison. I grieve for my mother and father. I grieve for my sisters in the loss that we are about to experience. Me, my brother, two brothers-in-law. But we all agree that there are things that exist in the world. There are things that exist that are worth standing up for without compromise. To me, it seems that peace and social justice are such things, as is Christ Himself. So why did I get involved in the plot to kill Hitler? I understood that I was violating a commandment. I believed that God's mercy would be shown to me. I believed that God's mercy would be shown to me because I would have been silent in the face of incredible evil. I believed that it was necessary, and my brother and brothers-in-law believed it was necessary for to place ourselves as if our bodies were sticks into the injustice that was the Nazi movement. I deeply regret that people will look back in history and they will not understand that there were people within Germany who opposed Hitler. There were people who opposed Hitler, and many of us have, and I expect many of us will continue to pay the price that I will pay in a moment or two. But that doesn't mean that the cause was not worthy. That does not mean that the cause for which we stood was invalid. Rather, it's a reminder of what God calls us to do and how it is that we are called to take up the cross on behalf of God in the world, and sometimes in the carrying out of that, we have to forfeit our lives, just as Christ forfeited His. That same sermon from London in 1931, where I talked about death, I would write, I would speak, I would say, that how do we know that death is so dreadful? Who knows whether in our human fear and anguish we are only shivering and shuddering at the most glorious, heavenly blessed event in the world? Death is hell and night and cold. If it is not transformed by our faith, but that is just what is so marvelous, that we, through our faith, can transform death. The cost of discipleship is to remember that God's grace is costly. It's not cheap. It's not inexpensive. And we have to remember that it was upon the cross that God, in human form, gave us that costly grace.
Prisoner Bonhoeffer, report now to be executed. I live.
I walk now to the gallows. Not as a final step in my journey of life, but as just a step in the next element of my life. May God be with you, and may God forgive me for what I have done. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.